how excited are you to have this behind you and just to be back to playing football?
Very excited. You know, it was a long road, a long time, but, you know, it's over with me. It's over with, and, you know, I'm just ready to get back and play.
Did it feel bad not being here with your teammates the last 9 games?
Bad as in?
I don't know, in a way, like, you weren't able to help them?
Definitely. You know, when you're watching games and, you know, things happen, you wish you could be out there helping your teammates. But, you know, I did the crime, got to do the time. So, you know, it's over with now. But, you know, hopefully I can move on and, you know, help my team, you know, continue to keep winning.
What do you think you learned most from everything between, you know, all the off-field stuff and time missed?
I think, you know, during the whole time I learned a lot about myself, a lot about, you know, my true character and just things about myself. You know, like I said, during that whole time, you know, it was 2.5 months. You know, I was really by myself alone, you know, working out, things like that. Had to stay dedicated and stay concentrating.
Is it hard to stay motivated?
Definitely. You know, in the beginning, like the first few weeks, you know, it was easy to stay motivated. But, you know, it's kind of hard to remember the bigger picture, you know, when you got 9 weeks ahead of you. You know, there were kind of ups and downs throughout the whole time. But, you know, I'm glad I stayed focused and, you know, stayed in shape.
Do you rely on family, friends? Kind of what was that like?
Yeah, you know, my mom was there for me. But, you know, I worked out at the University of Miami. You know, it's a close-knit family. I had a great trainer, Monica Swayze, you know. Not only was she there, you know, for me physically, but mentally, just to, you know, talk me through, you know, daily, and help me remember that there was a bigger picture.
You feel like there'll be some rust to knock off once you hit the field again?
You know, definitely. You know, without being out there for a long time, there will be some rust. But, you know, football's a great sport to come back to because, you know, when in doubt, just hit somebody.
When do you anticipate getting out on the field, not just practicing, but in game?
You know, I have no idea. You know, that's up for the coaching staff to decide. You know, I would like to jump out there day one, but, you know, you got to earn, you know, respect your teammates, earn your spot back, things like that. So, you know, I'll just be patiently waiting.
What do you anticipate and what do you hope your role is going to be going forward?
What do I anticipate?
Yeah,
I'm not anticipating anything. You know,
what do you hope your role is?
You know, I hope, you know, sooner or later I can get back to the role that I had previous before I left. You know, but I realize that, you know, it's going to be difficult just to jump back into that. But, you know, I'm ready to go whenever they throw me out there.
Are you willing to jump out on special teams if they need, just the way the numbers shake out and any given week they need mainly special teams help?
You know, what kind of question is that? Am I going to say no and, you know, fold my arms?
Well, no, but it's been a while. So, I mean, I guess if you sat and thought about all the scenarios –
At the end of the day, I'm a football player. You know, play whatever position they ask me to play.
Did you worry about whether the team would take you back at this point when everything was done? Are you, you know?
As far as the team as the organization or the team as the players?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the 9 games, I mean, yeah, it was an expensive. You've already paid quite a bit, as you said.
The team didn't really pay. You know, I paid personally, but. You know, you never know, you know, in a situation like this, anything can happen. You know, I just try to, you know, keep a positive mindset. And, you know, like I said, the only thing that I could do and control was staying in shape.
How would you say you're in game shape now?
You know, I wouldn't say that I'm, you know, ready to go 70, 80 plays, but, you know, I'm in pretty good shape. You know, I've been back here the last 3 weeks working out with strength coaches here, you know, getting the altitude in my lungs and things like that. So, you know, I feel pretty good.
Now, the football season's a long season. Do you ever think that coming at the halfway point actually, you know, you're more rested and you might actually play better?
You know what? I'd rather have those money in my pocket than to be rested. But, you know, it is a long season. It is a long grind. And, you know, the positive thing about it is my body is actually fresh, you know, compared to previous years.
How thankful are you that the organization did stick with you? Because they could have obviously released you or made a different decision to move you, and they stuck by you. How excited are you about that?
You know, I'm very thankful. Like you said, you know, they could have went a different route. You know, they decided to keep me around. You know, I'm thankful for that. So now that I'm back, I'm just do what I got to do, you know, to help the team win.
A few more, guys.
How about the linebackers? How have they played? Have you been able to watch them?
You know, they played pretty well. You know, a lot of energy out there. You know, we got the veteran, Keith Brookins came in, and, you know, took a great leadership role. You know, Woodyard's been playing well. You know, my opinion, you know, Vaughn's probably been the best defensive player of the year, you know, so far. And he's picked his game up, a lot of energy and a lot of knowledge to the game. So, you know, as a whole, you know, the core's been doing pretty well.
Okay. Last one, Lindsay, please.
It's been a while since, I mean, you've been here longer than everybody on this team. It's been a while, I think, since they kind of made like a significant run. How are you going to be able to impact the course of this team the rest of the season?
You know, whichever way they let me. You know, at the end of the day, I'm confident, you know, in my play. And I feel that, you know, I can get out there and make plays. So, you know, when my number's called, I'll get out there and, you know, I'll do the best I can do.